Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, all. It's just me. And it's interesting. Sometimes I kind of get lit up when I'm working with couples in session. And I get these ideas where I'm like, man, I think maybe there might be somebody out there other than my clients that are working with me right now that might need to hear this. And it's actually a story. And I don't know if I've ever shared this story with you. But I wanted to share it because I think, it brings tears to my eyes every time I talk about it. But it's about how to show up for someone when they're experiencing stress or pain or sadness or negative emotions. And I want to tell you a story that was shared by my pastor when I was in college in my undergrads. This was like 20 years ago. And this story still sticks with me every time I tell it. And actually, I reached out to him and I emailed him and I ended up getting his personal assistant because he was a pastor. I think he still is, of like a mega church. And so you rarely get the pastor himself. But I reached out and I said, hey, you told this story as part of your sermon on this stage 20 years ago. And I wanted to let you know that I have been telling this as an illustration to my clients as a therapist, a couples therapist for the last, 12, 13 years. And every time I tell it, I still get choked up. And I wanted to know you to know how impactful those words were to me. And he responded back and he said, I forwarded your email to my mom because I wanted to thank her because she is the one who orchestrated, was the inspiration for this story. So this, I thought that was wonderful, by the way. But this all comes about, the story is about this little boy and, his parents move to a new school and they move and they're really stressed out. And, obviously like as a kid, you know, when your parents are struggling, you know, that tension that they're going through and he felt it. And he was going to school every day, new school and really struggling and having a hard time, missed his friends at his old school, was having a tough time making friends at the new school. And, imagine this little boy being 6 or 7 years old and he's coming home and, mom's meeting him with a smile. How was your day? And he kind of swallows that pain every day and just sort of says, fine. And she never really understands the pain that he's going through. And he does that over and over, hoping not to lead on that he is also struggling because he doesn't want to give his parents one more thing to be worried about or concerned about. But he comes home after a particularly difficult day and he runs up to his room and he hides underneath his little twin bed and he just begins to sob. And his mom, knowing what's going on, follows upstairs and she finds her little boy sobbing underneath his twin bed. He's pushed himself as far into the corner of his twin bed that he possibly can in hopes that maybe he wouldn't disturb her with his sobbing, that she wouldn't see him. There's this level of just shame experienced with experiencing these negative emotions. And so she crawls on her hands and knees, and she lays her belly down on the floor and she reaches her arm underneath the bed and just barely reaches him with her fingertips and is touching the side of his body. And that's all that she can do. And he just continues to sob. And she doesn't say anything. She doesn't try and fix the problem. She doesn't ask him what's wrong. She doesn't say it'll get better. She just simply reaches her hand underneath the bed and they lay like that while he sobs under his bed for an hour. And after a while, his sobs calm down and he kind of gathers himself. And She gets up off of the floor and they go downstairs and they resume. And the beauty of this story and why I remember it for so long is the way that we show up for one another when our partner is experiencing sadness or pain or stress. How do you show up as a partner? And I think that this is such a beautiful illustration of what needs to happen in our relationships, of what this mom did, in that she didn't try and fix the problem. She didn't try and lighten his mood or, you know, show him that things will get better or use humor to diffuse the situation. She simply reached underneath the bed and shoved her big adult body as far underneath that bed as she could get so that she could reach him and physically touch her fingertips to his body. And I think that this is just an illustration that all we need is to know that the person who is our person in this world is present, is there, and is willing to get down and share in that moment. Not share the pain, but share in that moment of acknowledging and simply just being present for that experience of pain. I remember a time where I had a very honest conversation with someone who had just lost his mother. And I said to him, you know, I never know what to say in these moments. I know that a lot of people will use the phrase, I'm sorry for your loss. And that feels very disingenuous to me because it feels like a canned response. And I've never understood how to show up for someone when they are in such immense pain that I cannot connect with. I just don't get it. And I really, really want you to know that I'm here and that I understand that you're going through something that is very difficult, that I cannot even understand what you're going through. And I don't know the words to say to you. And he looked at me and he said, that was it. That was all I needed. Is that you are attempting to connect with me, attune with me, be present with me, and that you are choosing to have this conversation with me rather than ignoring it. That what feels the worst is when people are very uncomfortable when you're experiencing pain and they don't know what to say, so they don't say anything at all. He said that is sometimes the most difficult piece, is like almost if I ignore the fact that you're in pain and I don't draw your attention to it, maybe it'll make it better. Or if I make light of the situation, maybe it'll make it better. And I think what I have learned over this process of working with couples is that when your partner is in pain and when they're struggling, when they are stressed, angry, sad, lonely, disconnected, disjected, that's a word I made up, dejected.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The best way to handle these situations is to simply be present. Reach your fingertips across the bed and meet them where they are and allow them the space to just show up. And I've been thinking about this because we all have a history of dealing, how we have learned to manage pain in our own way. Some of us have learned to manage pain by showing up and being very logical and very pragmatic. And some of us have learned to manage pain by escaping. And escape can happen in a lot of different ways. You know, like imagine your girlfriend comes to you and says, my husband and I are divorcing, and she's in absolute tears. What is your response to that? Is your response to say, awesome, let's go get hammered. Let's go, you know, like, let's just go out for a nice girls' night and let's drink this away. Is that a form of escapism? Is your response to your girlfriend something that might be lighthearted in wanting to attempt to make her feel better in the moment by cracking jokes or saying, well, you know what, like now we can get on the Tinder app and let's just start swiping and let's see what's out there, in a way of maybe trying to lighten or reduce their pain in some way by intervening with some kind of lightness or humor. Is your way of handling this pain maybe trying to take away by talking about yourself, of trying to maybe steer her away from her pain long enough, because maybe by talking about yourself and your own situation that she might take her mind off of things? And I'm here to say that the best way to handle this situation is to let them know, I'm here for you. I'm listening. However you're showing up, whether you might be in tears, maybe you're swiping Tinder, or maybe you are cracking jokes, is A-okay with me, because you are trying to manage your pain however you know how to do. And it doesn't matter how I handle pain. I'm going to show up for you the way you do it. And however that is fine with me. And I'm here and I'm present. I just wanted to share that, mostly because this has been a really tough year. And a lot of you have been experiencing moments, or maybe an entire year, of intense pain. There is an exercise that Zach and I teach. It's called the stress-reducing conversation. And one of the most important rules of the stress-reducing conversation, which is something that we learned from Dr. John Gottman, is that when your partner is venting about the stressors that are occurring in their life, you just listen and you don't try and fix the problem. You don't try and offer advice. You don't try and help them to see, you know, the bright side of things, that maybe if you considered it this way, or it's not that bad, or maybe you're taking somebody else's side. You don't do any of that. You're really just listening. The best way it was described to me by my colleague, Nate Bagley, with Growth Marriage, is he says, I want you to imagine that when your partner comes to you with their pain, you're going to allow them the space to just emotionally vomit, right? Like, you've seen people that feel like they're just emotionally vomiting and they're just bleh, all of the stress of their day. And it's just one thing after another. And it feels like it just keeps coming in these waves of, this is going on in my life, and this is going on in my life, and this is overwhelming, and this is not going the way I want it to go. And you're just allowing them the space to emotionally vomit. And imagine that as the listener, you're holding this big garbage can, and you're just collecting the vomit in the garbage can. I know this visual is probably so disgusting, but it really works for me. And when somebody is vomiting and you're in that room, don't you feel totally out of control? Like, there's nothing I can do for you right now. I can't take your pain away. It's literally something that they just have to retch and go through and ride the waves of this nausea. And the only thing that you can do in a lot of these situations is, I can hold your hair back. I can, you know, maybe like take a damp cloth to your neck or to your back. But you have to go through this. And that's what pain is like, is that this is often an experience that only you can go through on your own. But having somebody there to hold your hair back and to just be present with you and go, oh, that is really bad. Oh my gosh, this is never ending for you. This is awful. Oh gosh, you look like you're really struggling. That's all we can do as the listener. And if you're imagining yourself just being holding this metaphorical garbage can, you are not taking any of that pain on. You are just containing it. You're giving it somewhere to go. And when they're all done, you take that garbage bag, you wrap it up into a big knot, and you go and you dump it in the dumpster and you get rid of it. And I want you to imagine the next time your partner comes to you with lots of venting, frustrations, pain, sadness, sorrow, guilt, whatever that might be. Say to yourself, okay, I know what my role is here. I'm going to hold the garbage can for you. And you need to go through, Emily Nagoski talks about it. She says, in order to move through emotions, you think about emotions as a tunnel, that you need to go all the way through the emotions in order to get through on the other side. Otherwise, they get trapped. And when emotions get trapped in the body, it just continues to add to your stress and that internal physiological overwhelm that we tend to experience, and you pile it on. And what you're doing is you're giving your partner this amazing gift of being able to move through that tunnel by saying, I've got the garbage can, you go for it, you go. I want you to vent, I want you to talk about it. And however you show up, angry, sad, lonely, dejected would be the word. I'm just going to hold this garbage can for you. No judgment, no questions asked. And hopefully by then I've given you the gift of being able to move through that tunnel of emotions with me here, touching you, reaching out for you, and making sure you know you are not alone in this world with these emotions. I hope that if you're listening to this, it was because it was something you needed to hear. And if you are the speaker and this is what you need from your partner, tell this to your partner now, or give this, say, hey, I really want you to listen to this podcast because I have found that this is how I would like for you to show up for me when I am sometimes in the darkest moments. And most importantly, when you are not in a place of venting or feeling these big emotions and wanting your partner to be there for you, have this conversation. I listen to this podcast. I learn something. This is what I think I really need from you when I'm needing to vent, when I'm needing to be sad. And I am wanting to ask if that's how you can show up for me in the future, rather than, you know, getting frustrated or angry, which is just piling it on, right? Like if you are already feeling these immense emotions and wanting your partner to show up for you, but instead, you know, they're solving the problem. They're trying to act as devil's advocate, talk you out of feeling so bad and completely missing you when in the moment you need them the most to just reach their fingertips out and just touch you and allow you to sob underneath that bed. Thank you so much for all of your time and your attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.